The next patient is Bradley Hughes, the last name H-U-G-H-E-S. First name, Bradley, B like in Beta, R like in Roger, Alpha, Delta, Lima, Echo, Yankee, Bradley. This is the clinical case of a 62-year-old white male that is following this clinic because of the presence of CKD stage 3-8. The patient has a lengthy history of diabetes mellitus since he was 49 years old. And this patient was also exposed to non-steroidal anti-inflammatories because he suffers from psoriatic arthritis. There is evidence in the lab of a decrease in the estimated GFR from 55 to 48. The serum creatinine remains 1.5. The BUN is 30. And the patient has a potassium of 5.6. Period. The decrease in the renal function could be associated to the hyperkalemia. Period. There is no evidence of proteinuria. The patient continues to drop the body weight. He is down to 218 pounds, and we started in 260. The number two, the patient has diabetes mellitus that has been under control with the hemoglobin A1C. Of 5.8%, period. Excellent blood sugar control. Following number. The patient has a history of arterial hypertension. The hypertension is controlled with the administration of lisinopril. Lisinopril could be also playing a role in the hyperkalemia. Today's blood pressure 103 over 71. We are going to change the administration of lisinopril to every other day. Following number. The patient used to have a microalbuminuria that is no longer present. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is controlled with the administration of statins. Following number, the patient is overweight, that has improved significantly. Following number, the patient has anemia that is most likely related to the administration of methotrexate and Cosentyx for the psoriatic arthritis. Following number, psoriatic arthritis under control. Following number, the patient was explaining in detail the need for him to go on a plant-based diet in order to fight the inflammation and deterioration of the kidney function. Following number, fatty liver that should be improving with the significant weight loss. Following number, hyperkalemia. Hyperkalemia could be related to diet. Lisinopril, we are going to change the diet, decrease the administration of lisinopril, avoid the use of non-steroidal anti-inflammatories, and we will reevaluate the case in 2 weeks. I invested 10 minutes of the time evaluating the lab. In the face-to-face, we spent 25 minutes, and in the documentation, 8 minutes.